fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Well, it is that time of the week, 10:30 on a Thursday on the record. Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. COVID-19 has changed the way we are living. Many of our favourite restaurants and cafes are closed. Many people are working from home and everyone is practising physical distancing and social solidarity. Many of our routines have been interrupted, and that includes the ones we use to stay healthy. So joining me to talk about how we can stay healthy at home is Kelly Kennington from the Cancer Council WA, and Kelly manages the Live Lighter campaign. G'day, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I think all of us at Cancer Council are adjusting to working from home, but we've got some really exciting work and adjusting some of our messages, so it's going well.
Oh, I was chatting with Ashley Reid earlier in the week about the community courses that are online start next Thursday. So it's an exciting time for many of us, for many new learning difficult things and how to do things differently. But the things that we do regularly, like staying fit, can sort of go out the window a bit. So how do we get beyond sitting on the couch and watching Netflix all day?
Well, it's important to remember that, you know, routines are really easy. New routines are quite easy to start, and sometimes those routines can be unhealthy routines. So feeling a bit sorry for ourselves because we're out of our daily life, we're not seeing our friends, it's easy to feel like we need a bit of reward by, you know, watching too much TV or eating the wrong types of foods or drinking too much alcohol. So this is a time really where we need to sort of spin that around and see it as an opportunity to not only keep going with the good things that we were doing, but maybe start some new practices that we've been meaning to do for a long time. So things like being active, any type of activity is better than no activity. Mm-hmm. And so what we need to remember is actually a lot of us now have a little bit more time than we used to. We're not necessarily having to shower in the morning. We're not necessarily having to, you know, blow dry our hair or get in the car and do that long drive to work. So actually going for a walk or a cycle is something we're still allowed to do as long as we're, you know, adhering to those physical distance yep. rules. And it really can be a good way to set up the rest of the day. So there's lots of ways that we can still incorporate a little bit of activity into the day.
So for those who are regular gymnasium users, what do you suggest for people who like to go somewhere and do some exercise when they're at home mostly?
Yeah, so we've had a few reports of people who, you know, they may have done some community classes and now they're connecting with people from those classes and doing them online through some of the video conferencing. Okay. But another thing that some people have been saying they're doing is downloading some YouTube clips and doing some sort of classes online as well. So there's so many things available now on the internet that you can do, whether it's a Pilates class or a yoga class or a, you know, retro's 80s aerobics class, these sorts of things. But it doesn't need to be that formal. It can be as simple as taking the dog for a walk or just having a few little mini breaks during the day and going for a walk around the block. Mm. But it can also be some things like doing some strength exercises that you can do in your lounge room. And there's lots of examples of those exercises on our Live Lighter website that you can Google and have a look as well. I know in my house it's quite hard at the moment to get my kids away from screens, particularly when I'm trying to work as well. So we've been trying to do some fun things like playing Just Dance on the Wii, and I've been embarrassing myself in the lounge room trying to dance, and they're quite mortified as well. But, you know, there's some silly and fun things that we can do as well that is, again, as I said before, anything is better than nothing.
Well, I have noticed that Aerobics Oz Style is back on the air, which is fantastic. But there's a heap of cooking shows. So have you got some tips about how to make cooking fun and healthy?
Yeah, so we've actually got a lot of new content on our website about how to be be staying healthy in the current context. So trying to minimise trips to the shop and actually looking in your pantry and seeing what you've got. And we've got some really good recipe ideas for pantry staples, so things that you might have had in the pantry for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And remembering that tinned veggies and frozen veggies are just as good as fresh. So try to give some people some really practical tips on how to use what they've already got and minimise those trips to the shop. But also looking at some tips on how we can be cooking with our kids, for example, and not necessarily always baking sweet treats. My kids in particular are really enjoying the responsibility of doing some cooking of meals, and then you find that they get really proud that they've made, you know, they've had a go and they've cooked something and you've snuck some veggies in and they're more likely to eat it because they've made it themselves. So it's just about being a little bit more inventive with what we've got. But we've certainly got so many ideas on the Lizada website for recipes, but also we've got some meal planners. So if you want to, you know, do a little bit of planning and think about what you're going to cook for the week, whether it be dinner, lunch, breakfast, use our meal planners, select your recipe, you know, select your ingredients and doing one trip to the shops for the whole week. Not only does it save time and you feel more organised, but it also means you're likely to be healthier and you're also likely to save money from not having to do all those little trips to the shop. So I would really encourage people to go to the Lizada website, lizada.com.au. There are so many tools and recipes and ideas for how to be healthy at home. It really is a fantastic resource, and we're very lucky to be funded by the Department of Health to make all these resources available to the public.
Fantastic. Kelly Kennington, thanks for chatting on the record this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Kelly Kennington is working with Live Lighter. And I've got a friend who's got spreadsheets for everything during this time, but you can go to the livelighter.com.au website, get meal planners, recipes, fun things to do.